Tamskat nawal nawago maganak Dallas waskat natsiga sun egwa.
Get the tamskat nawal gakyo fun with a siga suyan tatawal. Welcome back everybody to the Cree Chatter Hour. You know, every time we try to give you guys some different materials to use, we want to do something that's a little something that you could use, whether it's numbers, anything to practice every day, because that's how we build our confidence up when it comes to speaking Cree. First of all, I've always had a real hard time saying the month of June. Maybe we could give a crack at it. But you know, for those of you who are new to the Cree Chatter Hour or the language, our months are, they go by different moon cycles. And I know that June is the egg hatching moon. You know how all the birds, they came back home and they start, you know, they start laying their eggs and stuff. This is the month when the new babies are born.
Ooh.
So that's, it's either Paskawew Pisim, Paskawew Pisim,
Paskawew Pisim.
Yeah, that's how you say egg hatching moon or egg laying moon, something like that.
Paskawew Pisim.
Paskawew Pisim.
That's wonderful because, you know, even just with learning the language, but even with the months, I understand now why, like when you're driving, you see these sisi puck, you see these niskan, they have little tiny birds,
yeah,
right?
That's the cutest. Yeah,
they walk across the roads. And
but that's what June is, Paskawew Pisim, and that can be egg hatching moon, or I think egg laying moon is a Binawew Pisim. That's like a egg laying moon, because I think this is the time where they hatch and they lay around this time. Egg laying moon is the second one, and Paskawew Pisim is egg hatching moon.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that's the way that cool, sounds. Eh? It is.
You know, we always, I know we focused a lot on numbers before, like Beaknes Onisto.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be cool to do by tens. Because you know how it is, like, you know how to say 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80. And when you do that, it's pretty much, you can pretty much count to 100 because we'll do that, though. Yep. Increments of 10.
And I'll tell you right now, in the week again, there was this sekpates that used to work at the Petro. He was
Filipino.
Filipino. And this was about, holy, when we first moved to St. Paul. So that's like 15 more.
I think the last time we seen him, he was about maybe 7 years ago.
Okay, and so that's when my language journey began, and I'm going to be honest, it happened to be him, because he would look at me and he would say, Tamiogo, and I was like, holy cool, and he would go like, Neum Tanoti, and I was like.
And then it was so like, and he was actually moved here.
Yep.
And he was
then he got an shipped
immigrant,
out.
Right? Yeah. Immigrant from the Philippines.
Yep.
And he learned our language just by working at the gas station.
Yeah.
He could converse with people. He even said he used to sweat with people in
Saddle Lake.
Yep. And the thing was, if he could catch on to that language so easy, then it was so inspired. I remember that. I remember he used to talk to you about that. Remember?
No,
so we're going to go with tens.
Okay. We'll do so real ten. Quick, before we get into that, the Wigimagan, he ended up with my auntie in Frog Lake.
So he was your uncle, Chi.
He was my uncle. Oh, my boy, that guy.
Your Filipino uncle?
Filipino uncle. Kumusta? Kumusta?
So we're going to do 10. Okay. How you say 10 in Cree is mitat-tat.
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 Mitat-tat. Okay.
And then 20 is nistano.
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 And 30, because we're going to do increments of 10, you know, 10, 20, 30.
Yep.
30 is nistomptano.
I like this word. Nistomptano.
Nistomptano. You hear that? Nisto means 3. Yep. And then you say umptano.
Nistomptano.
And that means 30. And then for 40, you could say neumptano.
Neumptano.
Because 4 is nevo. Neumptano is 40.
Neumptano.
Yeah. Next is 50. Niananumptano.
No, okay, wait.
Say nianan.
Yeah, nianan.
Numptano.
Numptano, okay. Niananumptano. Like, niananumptano. 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 Niananumptano.
You say 50. But you hear that. You hear those are the first numbers in there, like nianan means 5.
Yep.
Nianumptano or nianumptano means 50.
Nianumptano.
Next is 60. Nikutawasumptano.
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 Nikutawasumptano. Nikutawasumptano.
Yeah. Usually you would say nikutawa sik for six, but yep. It's nikutawa sumtano.
Let's see. Nikutawa sumtano.
There you go. Next is 70.
Yep.
And that is tepagumtano.
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 Yeah, there you go. And then it gets a little harder as you go on because you know, as, that, as, our, as our numbers get a little harder to say, 80. Aina neumteno.
Aina neumteno.
Do that one again.
Aina neumteno.
80, you guys. 80.
Aina neumteno.
And you know, 90 is actually pretty cool. It's gegat mitatumteno.
Gegat mitatumteno.
Yeah, and then 100 is mitatumteno.
Mitatumteno. MCSA.
You're pretty close. Yeah. Mitatumteno. I like that, honey. I like that a lot.
Hispinoma mitatumteno.
Tumteno.
Tano.
It's good, though. Hey, another refresher on the weekdays, though. I think that's really cool. We always say nistumteno because we're always doing our show on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But you can also hear it on Saturdays, which is nikutawaso kisagao.
Nikutawa sogisaga,
which means the sixth day. It's like you nikutawa sik. It's yeah. The sixth day of the week.
Nikutawa sik kisaga.
Nikutawa
sogisaga.
That's how it's spelt. So you could say nikutawa kisaga.
Nikutawa sogisaga.
Yeah, there you go.
Nikutawa sogisaga. So I know for like I have to repeat words, but I also have to see them. And I just can't say words if someone was to say them to me.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to see the vision of it too, right? So.
Yeah.
Nigutawa so kisegao.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, another cool thing, like we always talked about how we used to put labels in our house, remember?
Yep.
And our nigawis, Shirley Prudence, siga. Uh-huh. So she used to when right after we had our, I think it was Ambrose, eh?
Yep.
I was allowed to take a couple of classes from home, so she would come and, you know, do some work with us there. And one time she put all these labels all around our house and, like, on our table and our chairs.
Mitsunatago.
And, like, you know, stuff like that. So, tables. You already said it.
Yep.
Mitsunatik.
Mitsunatik.
That's how you say table. Mitsunatik.
Mitsunatik.
Egua chair. Te tapuin.
Te tapuin.
Yeah. Te tapuin.
Te tapuin.
Door. This is how you say door.
Door.
Squatim.
Squatim.
Yeah. And, you know what a cool...
Try to say it twice, my love.
Okay. Squatim.
Door. Squatim.
Say it again.
Squatim.
There you go. Window. Wasu namowin.
Wasino.
Wasu.
Wasu.
Or wase. Wase namowin.
Wase. Wase.
Yeah,
namowin. Namowin. Wase namowin.
Window. Wase namowin.
Wase namowin.
Yep.
Wase namowin. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, though. Those are just a few words you could use. So if you have that, say if you have a paper by you, take these down, guys. Put it on a little post-it. Put it on somewhere in your house. So again, table, mitsunatik.
Mitsunatik.
Yeah. Mitsunatik is like a restaurant.
Okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But mitsunatik is mitsunatik. How you say table.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Mitsunatik so, is table.
The reason why I was asking you that, Nawigimagan, someone had told me if I have a hard time pronouncing words, mm-hmm. put my tongue to the roof of my mouth.
Mm.
And it seems to be working because I couldn't say those words, but I'm focusing on my tongue being on the roof of my mouth to pronounce the words.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing. Cause
so mitsunatik.
Mitsunatik.
Table.
Table.
Mitsunatik.
Mitsunatik.
Table.
Table.
Egua chairs is deitapuin.
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 Yep. And door is squatim.
Is squatim.
Is squatim.
Is squatim.
Door. Window. Wase namuin.
Wase namuin.
Yeah, wase namuin.
Wase namuin.
That's window. So we did table, chair, door, and window.
Well, I got my joe. I got table in the door in the hole. Ain't got thing in a bang ding dong.
There you go. There you go. Got it.
Looha, looha.
See, it's just little things like that. I think they really, really help.
Yep.
And you just learned. You learned some. You heard something today in a phrase.
Yep, I did. So I'll practice it a little bit more. And
you could kind of tell people what it meant.
I
this
will.
Was just a phrase that caught Dallas's ear.
Yep.
And it's something that people could use every day.
Yep. It was just actually, I mean, when you want me to explain it, I guess I could do it in the next segment, eh, my love?
Yeah, or pretty soon here.
Okay.
That's one thing. Like, it's when it comes to learning language, I think it's really important to find stuff that catches your interest. It could be kitchen words, or it could be weather terms or greetings, yep, or how to introduce yourself. Or in this case, Dallas really likes conversational Cree.
Yep.
So when he hears something cool that catches his ear, he really takes that upon himself to ask, well, what does that mean? Or it'll, yep, just stick with him. Then he uses as much as, absolutely, he can. That's why when we do our show, we like to kind of mix it up and do different words or have different themes to every show, because maybe there's something on here we want to, you, yep, know, that'll help you guys at home.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Nawigamagan. To go back to what I know, thank you for those wonderful words and explanation. To go back to why I learned this word today. So this elder, I was getting ready to talk to the people at the services I was at today. And he asked me, and he said, you know what, I really do appreciate you when you speak to our people. But he said, there's a time to, give thanks to say mantu, and there's a time that we need to mourn with our loved ones. Mm-hmm. So we asked, he said it in such a good way, and it was a teaching. There's two ways to introduce yourselves. You know, there's a day to be thankful and a day just to thank the people, right? So, mm-hmm, he mentioned that, you know, we don't need to be,
you don't have to thank everybody.
Yeah, well.
I guess it's your surroundings, yeah, where,
yeah,
you're at.
Well, no, just for, you're right. That's so being at a wake, he wanted to make sure that we want to thank the people and the helpers, right?
Yeah.
And we don't want to be given thanks, because I don't think that's the words that people want to hear when they're mourning, right? So they just...
That's why it's good to practice, yeah, all different kinds of things. And like I said, that's what I meant when I said, you know, when something interests you and you want to say certain things or different, yeah, things, ask about it. Ask what it means. Ask, yeah, like, oh, well, can I use it on this thing? But you know, another cool thing I wanted to just bring attention to, there's another room before you shared that, but we heard that word keteyak. Yeah. You heard that, right?
Yep.
And I was looking it up. I was like, you know, I really like to break down words. That's my thing when it comes to Cree language. And to say old is kete.
Kete.
So it's like you're saying the old people or the old ones, keteyak.
Keteya.
Our elders. That's what we call our elders.
Yep.
Kete. And that's how you say old. Kete.
Okay.
And for young is oske.
Oske.
Like oskinigo. Or,
yep, yep.
I can't say oskinigo. Young lady. Oskinigo is like
young man.
A young man.
Oskinigo.
And I forgot how you say young lady.
Or oskinigoises.
Yeah, oskinis.
Oskiniskos.
Yes. Something like that, but you get it though.
Squeeze.
And when you get into those bigger words, I know it sounds intimidating, but all you have to do is break down those words. We learned a lot about that.
Osniksu.
Osniksu.
There you go, right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like that.
Osniksu.
But you know what I mean? That's what I mean.
Yep.
And even like when you say something, I always liked hearing, especially when we'd say goodbye to our language teachers and Blue Quills, we'd say, Mustos kawa pumpkin. Instead of saying, because we don't have a word for a really goodbye, just like eksimaga, that's it. But when you say Mustos kawa pumpkin, it's like, I will see you again.
Yep.
That's what it means.
Or you even say eksima betaman.
Yeah. And what does betaman mean?
I don't know.
But you know, that's what I mean. Eksimaga, yeah, means like, that's it for now.
Yeah.
And Mustos is like, again, you say again, kawa pumpkin, I'll see you again.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It is really cool.
So that's why it's important, like, to hear the different versions of a way you can say something. Like Dallas was saying, like, you know how, say at a wake, you'll say something different when you greet the people like that, or when you're in public at a powwow and you would say you would greet them in a different way. The same way that you would say goodbye to people or say farewell. Because we don't have a word in Cree that says goodbye. We don't have that. That's why we say that. Iksimaga. Or exipitama, or like Mustos kawa pumpkin, I'll see you again.
Yeah, so yeah, betaman means like meanwhile. Like meanwhile, yeah.
Meanwhile, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just a while, meantime for now, yeah.
That's so cool. See, exipitama.
Yeah.
I like hearing
just
that
for
too.
Now, yeah. Meanwhile, yeah, yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's so important not just to, like, if you want to expand your vocabulary, check out the different ways you can greet somebody, the different things you can say to people. And that's why we always like try show you guys different ways of saying things. Like, for instance, what we were just saying, you know, you say somebody, you could say when you meet somebody, you could just say danse. And people think that's just how are you doing, because it is danse. Or you could say danse kya, like, how,
yep,
how are you doing? Or, or dance, sweep, and wait a minute. How is the weather outside? And I think it's so cool. Equip yourself with different ways to say it. If you do have those basic words and stuff, like with you, and you already practice them, expand your vocabulary. Try different things, guys. It helps a lot.
No, yeah. And again, writing helps it out too. Like if you write out your introduction and you can add words to that, right? And
if you're a good reader, but if you're better at auditory, record yourself.
Oh, that's cool
too. Record yourself saying it, and then you can hear how you're saying it. See if there's something that you notice that you could work on, and that helps a lot too. So I really appreciate that. I really like conversational Cree. Dallas is the one who's more like just go ahead and practice it, say mock right away. And me, I have to build up my confidence. So everybody learns in their own way, and I think that's an important thing to remind everybody.
Yeah, so like when we were talking about the introductions today, so after hearing that, I practiced it, and then I came up with, you know, when I had to speak, I said, right? So I thanked everybody for coming there, bringing their kindness today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was taught to me, and I thought that was wonderful, because you know, we have to take in consideration that you know, at certain events people have certain feelings, so we want to honor those. Like instead of me coming there,
I guess it's what's appropriate for where you're speaking, especially when you're like addressing people, and that's important. But some other cool words that I wanted to share real quick was these are action words actually, and this is like to go somewhere. This is a word to go somewhere, and that's itute means go, like itute. When you're going somewhere.
Yeah,
and to go outside is wayowe, like you know how we say wayuitamik.
Yep.
How is it outside?
Wayowe.
Come inside. Beat the gue. Yeah, those are other cool ones. See, those are just everyday things that you could say. Practice those. Then you can kind of start using. You just have to throw something in there all the time. But before we're done our speaking part of the show, is there anything else you want to share about anything that we talked about during the segment?
Moya, I think that we've covered a lot of wonderful things, and I'm getting excited to get to our exciting part of what I love to do.
The singing.
Yes.
So if you want to hear some singing, you guys, wake on up wherever you're listening to this and join us. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.